If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Obviously, it's a massive week international relations-wise, and you know there's a lot of focus on Gaza, of course, and a lot of focus on the Ukraine war. And the plan is, I was just reading this morning, the plan is for President Trump and President Putin to meet in Alaska, be sort of like, I guess, maybe the midpoint between Moscow and D.C. And it's a bit historic in the sense that it's on American soil. We just don't know the parameters of the conversation. We don't know if Vladimir Zelensky will also be invited. So there's, and we don't even know the exact location of the meeting yet, to be quite honest, as of this morning. So for an update on the conflict and also some thoughts on what could happen this week, we bring in Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven. Mr. Professor Schmidt, how's your summer going? You good?
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, it's going fast. So, but excited to get back in the classroom. Always miss the students.
Yeah, what are you teaching this fall, by the way?
I am teaching a class called Power, Politics, and Policy on Washington, D.C. We go down to D.C. for a week in November, and we meet legislators and lobbyists and National Security Council and whoever we can get in to see. I am teaching class on the American presidency, and what's the other class I'm teaching? I'm teaching a class on strategic planning that I brought in from my time with the Army. Yeah.
Wow. So three class, that's a heavy load for you, Professor. Usually it's two at the swanky places, so you're working hard. Listen, yeah. In terms of this Friday, I mean, what are your expectations here?
They're pretty low. Again, the key person in these talks is not there yet. Maybe he'll be invited. Maybe he'll choose to accept the invite. We don't know. But until that happens, it's two people on the outside talking about the fate of Ukraine without Ukraine there. And so I would expect more of the same, more of Putin essentially using the negotiations to manipulate the process.
So you think that Zelensky, for any real progress to be made, Zelensky would have to be there. You don't think that whatever Putin and Trump say they make some sort of agreement, they couldn't just force Zelensky to accept it?
No, they absolutely can't force Zelensky. Zelensky lives in a democracy, and he's been honoring that for years now through, you know, the exigencies of wartime. And you know, one of the key demands that we keep seeing over and over again is this idea of territorial swaps. And the main place for Putin would be Crimea. And that's actually unconstitutional in Ukraine. That is to say, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, or anyone else can't just unilaterally hand over legal claim to Crimea. It's got to go right through a whole constitutional process, you know, like in the U.S. And so there is large opposition to that, and there is opposition to other, you know, territorial concessions right now, as we've seen Zelensky say many times recently.
Well, I'm curious, though. Putin, he's not going to accept something that doesn't give him some slice of land to be able to claim some sort of victory, right? So then are we all just wasting our time?
Ukraine will likely accept a ceasefire with the conditions that land is not legally ceded, but is de facto ceded based on control, wartime control. And then, you know, we'd set up some kind of DMZ, demilitarized zone, and then longer term negotiations for the, you know, for the political fate of those areas. But Putin is asking for more than that right now. He's trying to push Zelensky into an impossible political corner.
Hmm. We're talking with Matthew Schmidt, professor of political science at the University of New Haven here in Bryan and Company. A couple of quick questions that I think I wanted to touch on. Number one is, what's going on the ground right now? I mean, because the oxygen in global, you know, right now Ukraine's not on the front page of everything right now. So, like, I don't even know what the conflict is doing.
Literally on the ground in the east, Russia is continuing to make gains, but they're slow. They're relatively small, and they're at enormous human cost. So Putin is just sacrificing men and machines and weapon systems and ammo to make very incremental gains. And what he's trying to do is attrit Ukrainian forces and Ukrainian political and public morale in the process. What's happening on the front is defined in a more strategic sense, is that Russia continues to pummel Ukrainian civilian infrastructure from the air, and continues to do this while at the same time talking about ceasefires, which it's, you know, it's not showing any sign of holding to. And that really is the more important process going on, because it's aimed at putting pressure on, you know, Ukrainian politicians to relieve Ukrainian civilians of the stress and the fear and the death from these attacks.
You know, I'm certainly not like pushing or promoting like more conflict here, but I'm curious that if the Russians can hit Kyiv, why can't Ukraine hit Moscow? And if they were allowed to, would they and could they?
They can hit Moscow. They can't hit Moscow in the same way that Moscow can hit Ukraine, but they're a democracy and they've sworn to uphold human rights, and they're not going to make attacks on Russian civilians because it would hurt them politically with support, and they need that support in order to continue to fight elsewhere, is the simple answer.
Yeah, that makes sense. Listen, Trump does a ton of stuff that I don't like. I thought that selling, if NATO wants to support Ukraine and they need to spend more money on defense.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I thought it was a pretty deft move to sell weapons to NATO to then bring it to Ukraine, right? Because then the defense, we don't lose money in the transaction, and then Europe sort of satisfies their obligations. Am I missing something on that?
No, I mean, increasing the weapons, particularly sending over more PAC-3s, more Patriot air defense systems, is a huge thing for Ukraine, because it's helping blunt these continued Russian missile and drone attacks, for sure. The question of how this is funded by having NATO buy it and the U.S. not losing money is a little bit more complicated, because even when the Biden administration was giving aid, the majority of that aid never left the United States, because what the Biden administration was doing and what Trump is doing is giving surplus weapon systems to Ukraine, and then spending, if they say we're giving $1 billion in aid to Ukraine, they're spending $700 million of that $1 billion is going to American defense contractors to refill that stockpile here. And so this is very much about optics, very much about the comms to the public on this. But I'm glad he's sending the weapons, however he wants to sell the idea of the money.
So will we know pretty quickly if Friday, basically Zelensky's waiting for the call. We don't know it sounds like he's not going to get it, but I mean, I think he's stated that he would go. Are they going to meet just on Friday, and then we'll know pretty quickly whether this was a nothing burger or significant?
I don't think we know anything. Part of the way the White House plays these events is to keep everyone in the dark, to give the president maximal strategic maneuver room with the press. And so keeping it a surprise helps keep the sense that Trump is the one in control. And I don't think we're going to know anything until it happens.
All right, Professor. We'll obviously be paying attention in the week, as will you. Maybe we'll catch up again soon.
Absolutely. Take care, Brian.
All right. Morning. Thank you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.